Former President Jimmy Carter taught Sunday school yesterday. Nothing new about that. He's done it for years. What is different is that Carter did this even after publicly discussing his diagnosis of cancer. Grant Blankenship of Georgia Public Broadcasting was at Maranatha Baptist Church.
The sun is not yet up over this little red brick church in a South Georgia pecan grove, and already the line to get in is wrapped around the sanctuary. Some near the front slept on the front porch or even in their cars. Jane Gurley came yesterday from Hendersonville, North Carolina. She says she plans to take notes in her Bible.
Just regular Sunday school, that's what this is to me. Just happens to be a different teacher, a mighty fine teacher.
Gurley says hearing Carter's take on the gospel is one of those things she's always intended to do but has never done. She isn't alone. Once, many years ago, Maranatha Baptist tried to seat everyone on one of Carter's teaching days. The sanctuary swelled to almost 900 people. That pushed the limits of the law, so the church said never again. Today, space is at a minimum. Mildred Calhoun of Jacksonville, Florida, came with her husband and their 10-year-old grandson. She's at peace with the idea that they may not get in.
But, you know, it's God's will. We prayed about it. And if we don't get in, it's still okay.
Denise Gamper came here from Brooklyn, New York. For her, this is a chance to see a living president she ranks among the greats.
He's like my favorite. It goes FDR, Jimmy Carter, Abraham Lincoln.
As it gets closer to the time for church to start, the staff do their best to fit as many people as possible.
Okay, I have one, two, three. Right in here.
Still, about 200 or so are left outside. As the crowd watches Carter's wife, Rosalind, enter the church, he slips in on the other side of the sanctuary. The lesson starts with Carter asking where everyone is from.
Indiana.
Florida.
Georgia.
Then after briefly describing how his cancer will be treated, he gets right to it, teaching straight from the heart of his Christian faith.
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
After the lesson, Carter heads to the old schoolhouse in town to meet those who didn't make it into church. Even there, a handful of people are locked out. Colby and Larry Sparkman of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, say now just a glimpse of the president would be fine.
Just catching a wave as he walks out. Hopefully the girls can wave at him.
Wish him well. Yeah, wish him well. And we'll come back. We'll try to come back. Maybe in a month or so, and try this again.
They're right to plan ahead. Carter has another Sunday school session on the calendar in a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Plains.